This is 7AD, and good win to the North West Thunder in NBL 1 on the weekend over at Ringwood. Here's Coach Nick Haywood. G'day, mate.
Good morning, Darren. How are we going?
Good, thank you. So, solid win, yeah?
Yeah, good win. I was really proud of everyone, actually. We were pretty undermanned without Paul and Kevorn, and just, yeah, lots of people stepped up, so it was great.
Yeah, including, I really liked the work of young Jacob Furphy.
Yeah, you're right with the word young. He's not even 16 yet, so it's actually elite what he's doing at the moment, and I'm sure his parents and everyone else on the coast are really proud of him as well.
Yeah, very good game by him, and Woolley was pretty good too, I thought.
Yeah, Ben Woolley made a few mistakes. He's an underrated player. He'll be very good for us the whole season, I imagine.
Similar to Joel Beveridge, is he sort of like he's a bit of a workhorse, really?
Yeah, he is. He's got an engine, and he's starting to get more into the game in different ways. Like, he's rebounding well and he's playing pretty good defense now as well. So he's adding more strings to his bow.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned Paul. He's got the moon boot on. What's the latest with Paul Campbell?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I know he's at least another few weeks away. Look, just fingers crossed for him and hope he gets healthy soon.
Righto. Now, Bendigo Saturday night. So you guys are up to eighth on the ladder. Well, actually, I think you haven't really moved, have you?
Yeah, I'm not even really looking at the ladder position at the moment, but I know we're in the top eight there somewhere.
Yeah,
we just have to keep winning, mate.
Yeah, what do you know about Bendigo this season?
Well, they've loaded up. They've got Mitch Clark. He's a Perth Wildcat player. He's a very strong guard, and they've got Kwani Kwani, who has played a bunch of NBL as well. So he'll be a handful for us.
Okay, so 7:30 on Saturday night at Alveston for the Thunder against Bendigo. Now, when do you get your Jack Jumpers players back?
Well, Sean McDonald and Sy Deans will play for us this weekend. So Sean's in now. Sy's only a few games and then he goes to college. But we won't get Fabian Krizlovic and Matt Kenyon until maybe our next road trip. So the fans won't see him at home for a little while yet.
Okay. Speaking of Jack Jumpers, so Scott Roth is going to your training session tonight, and then coaches from around the Northwest are invited to go along and have a yarn with Scott and talk a bit of basketball, yeah?
Yeah, so Scott's coming up. He's doing some stuff with the Tornadoes and with the Thunder, and he's done some stuff with the Chargers as well, which is great. He'll be at our training from 5:30. There'll be a bit of a Q&A session with any coaches that want to come along and kind of be sponges around him and learn some stuff. And then downstairs afterwards at like 6:15, anyone that wants to come along and say g'day and have a photo, the Jack Jumper mascot will be there. So, yeah, kids can come along and have a photo and whatever. So, yeah.
Very good. Love that mascot. Yeah, kids dig that crazy ant, no doubt about that. I noticed when I went along to the basketball on the weekend, you got some flash new Mazdas all done up in the Thunder gear out the front. New sponsor for the stadium from Mazda. Very good.
Yeah, so Mazda BT50 in Burnie, they're our stadium sponsor, so that's great. There's a few cars with Thunder logos on them that the Jack Jumper boys will be driving around in, so that's, super exciting, and we really appreciate their sponsorship. It's unreal.
All right, mate, good luck. See you there Saturday.
Thanks very much, Darren.